You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is The Beths, recorded live at the Auckland Town Hall and now collected on a gorgeous live album celebrating that show from last year. Hello, Liz and John, how are you?
Hello.
Good. Hey.
Good. Oh, it's nice to hear you guys. And it's been a lovely thing to reflect on some excellent gigs we managed to get out to last year, despite the pandemic. It must be quite a strange time for you guys, reflecting on what a whirlwind year you had in 2020.
Yeah, did that really happen?
No, a bit of a fever dream feeling. For people who are not familiar, you've put out a wonderful live record, which is from your Auckland Town Hall show, which happened kind of in between the two big lockdowns of last year. And you went on tour as well and documented that in a wonderful new tour film with Old Mates Sports Team. How was that whole process for you, Liz? Did you enjoy having Annabelle and Callum along for the ride?
Yeah, it's we've worked with them so much in the last few years, and it felt really nice to have these kind of collaborators where we just trust them and trust their judgment, like in terms of visually. And so having them along for Callum along for the tour, and having both Annabelle and Callum work really hard on like the staging for the town hall and just the amount of organization that it took to get everything underway. They're just great.
The giant birds that you had on stage with you at the Auckland Town Hall, which were very beautiful, kind of paper kites almost, was that created by you guys and Annabelle and Callum in their flat? Am I right in thinking that was the case?
Yeah, that's the case. Annabelle like watched some YouTube videos and got all the materials, like what are they called?
Willow
switches, yeah. and like crepe paper, and yeah, we all just did it. It took 2 days, I think, and we each did a bird between us.
Did you get to pick your favourite bird to do, or did they get delegated?
You got to pick which bird you did. I don't know if they were necessarily favourite birds, but just like, you know, whatever you were feeling
at that time. It is a lovely ongoing collaboration that you do have with those guys. You've done, as you mentioned, quite a lot with them in the last year. And it must be quite a nice thing at this point in your career as a band, where remarkably you've only had two full-length albums out, because you've been such a, you know, fixture on the Auckland live music scene for a really long time now. It must be quite impressive to go back and listen to old tracks and reflect on them and then be able to perform them at something like the Auckland Town Hall show. Did it feel like quite a significant moment for you guys?
Yeah, it felt great. I think, I think a lot of the songs that we have now, there's like a version in my head where we're playing it live and everyone's singing along, and that's kind of like the dominant narrative of the song in my head now. And that's the dream. You just want to replace replace your efforts on the song with an enthusiastic live audience's efforts whenever
Absolutely.
Possible.
Yeah, totally. I really love that, listening to this record. I think that's something that is so special about live albums, is it's like a marker in time. You get a chance to be like, oh, that really was such a magic moment in the middle of a pandemic. You know, looking back on this in a couple of decades, it'll be quite a kind of time capsule, I imagine. But also, it is that special thing of hearing a community come out and just have a really nice time together. I remember when you guys came in a while ago and had a chat about playing songs overseas. I think, John, you mentioned it's a strange thing when you go overseas and a song that was like not necessarily a hit in New Zealand or a single as such might be the big tune that the London audience really likes. Is that something you still find quite like interesting or surprising when you take music on the road, to see what has resonated with people?
Yeah, and it's something we kind of miss about the days of like being able to prove every song at the whammy bar before you put it on an album. At this point we kind of have to just use a lot of instinct, and you're very often wrong about that. So yeah, it's a, it's it is interesting. It is challenging. Yeah.
Liz, how do you find it as the primary songwriter? Do you find you kind of feel confident about a track before you test it on the audience, or is it something you kind of are always a bit unsure of how it's gonna go when you bring it out to a live space?
I think it's really hard to predict. It's there are songs that are just immediate, and there are songs that are kind of make sense in the recording and sometimes take a bit longer to kind of translate. And the tricky thing is that we did this, we were lucky enough to go to do this big tour of New Zealand and play like 4 or 5 songs from the new album last year. Like we kind of quickly learned them all, and they, you know, they still felt really hard, and that was kind of exciting. Versus like the songs that we played like from the previous album that we played hundreds of times. And then there's songs that from the album, which the Jump Rope Gazers album, which came out over a year ago now, that we've never played, and we just don't like. Sometimes people will come up and they'll say, "I wish you played this one," and it will be one of the deeper cuts from the album, or something that was a little bit softer, and so we haven't kind of played it live, and that feels nice because it. I don't know, but we just don't have any kind of feedback on.
Yeah, it's harder to get that feedback on album tracks or quieter songs that you don't necessarily want to preview in a space like that because it's not maybe the environment for it. But hearing it on the record doesn't make it any less important. It's probably resonating with people in a totally different way. I wanted to touch back on the video, the I guess tour film that you have made. It's so much fun. It's such a joyful thing to watch, and you guys just look like you're having the best time. Did you feel like you learnt a lot from the process of recording that, or is it because Annabelle and Callum are your mates, it felt just sort of like something that was not really happening, it was just kind of going on in the background?
I think Callum felt pretty involved, and so Callum was traveling with us, and Annabelle was sort of like producer from a distance. And Callum definitely felt like he was with us. You know, he's like a boisterous character in the van and everything. And we knew he was there, but I think it comes back to what Liz was talking about. Like, we just trust him so much. He gets our sense of humour and actually enhances it in a lot of ways. And so, I guess we just have a mode when we're on a tour. And, a two or three week tour in New Zealand is kind of a short to medium-sized tour for us. But you slot into this mode where you coexist and you you live together and you share jokes and you also try to give each other space and all those things that you do to try and make it work. And we were just in that mode, so it was pretty straightforward.
Another thing
that brought a lot of fun to the band. He likes to play games, and I like that as well.
Totally, and that comes through, I think, in that video. It does just look like you're having a really nice time, and I think it's something lovely to watch at the moment while we're not actually able to get out and see live music, and there is some uncertainty about, you know, the dates on when we'll be able to get back out and do that. There is something pretty magic about being able to tune into a really special time and see, people from the community having fun, basically. One of the things I also wanted to touch base on that is another sports team-related endeavour is your wonderful performance of I'm Not Getting Excited on Under the Radar's Trash Recitals, which for anyone who hasn't watched those, is local bands using rubbish from the Under the Radar offices to recreate one of their songs. You've done such an excellent job. How did you guys find that? It looked like a lot of fun.
it's very condensed. I think we were there for over 2 hours, and it's a 5-minute video, so a lot of there's a lot of like just despair that's been cut out.
I think every one of those that I've watched, at some point someone goes, are we longer than every other band that's had a go at this? But I think everybody has spent a long time in that room creating their tracks on rubbish bins and air mattress pumps and stuff.
It's such a big ask. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to just ask a band to walk in with no instruments and reproduce one of their cherished songs. It's It's not allowed, but somehow Callum and Annabelle and this sort of smells like an Annabelle idea to me, although I don't know that for sure. But so there's something just so disarming about them and about this ridiculous idea that you buy into it.
Totally, yeah. Well, if anyone hasn't watched it, I highly recommend it. Will put an absolute smile on your face. We will hopefully be getting to see you guys out and about in the near future. We're all just going to keep scanning in and washing our hands and doing all the stuff we're supposed to do so we can get back and see live music. But in the sort of longer term, what are you guys looking forward to as a band? I know you have been recording and working hard at the moment. So what's on the horizon for the Beths?
We were kind of mid-recording the third album when we got put into lockdown, so we've been kind of like slowly chipping away at that, but the morale goes up and down. It's so yeah, that's our main kind of task for the short term, and then next year there's touring planned, like international touring planned. We'll see what happens, but
we've got some ideas for touring in New Zealand next year as well. So we are kind of There's some interesting larger events and things like that we might the ideas that might be brewing, but at the moment it's just trying to take care of ourselves, really.
Yeah, that's the main thing, eh? It's been lovely to chat to you both, Liz and John. Thanks for speaking with us this morning. We're going to have a listen to I'm Not Getting Excited live from the Auckland Town Hall now. And for people at home, there's plenty of Beth stuff to get stuck into in the lockdown. There is a whole wonderful live album. There is the tour film, which you've made with Sports Team. And there's also a few other excellent videos online, including the trash recital, so plenty for Beth's fans to dive into while we're all at home. Thanks again for speaking with us, guys, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rachel. Yeah,
thanks.
Hopefully we'll see you soon as well.
Hello.
Faces
Can you hear yourself yelling in the crowd there, Zoe?
I think I probably can.
That is The Beths live from the Auckland Town Hall in 2020, and that is on the album of the same name, which you can go and listen to now, and also you can go and watch the wonderful tour video that they've made with Sports Team, aka Annabelle Keane and Callum Devlin. Very good indeed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.